Hello again. Contributions this month from a variety of theatre and electronic organists, some of whom have recorded compositions aimed especially at this very month, and including a look at some of Blackpool's electronic organists who once contributed to the organ scene in that famous resort. Well, there's one thing about September, a presenter can always find a few appropriate tunes to include. So, getting the programme off to a start, here's Klaus Wunderlich, who opens with this medley from Wunderlich Pops 4 with September Wind.
Thank you.
September Wind, followed by Give a Little Love, Sailing, and finally Tonero, all played by Klaus Wunderlich on his new pop organ sound LP, Wunderlich Pops 4, released in 1976, and still sounding as great to this day. Last month, organist Paul Roberts asked me if I could clean up a few cassettes that he'd commercially released over a good many years, and so I thought I'd use the opportunity to include a couple of tracks which kind of interested me for a variety of reasons. For quite a number of years, Paul was a resident organist at Sanford Park Holiday Village, where there was a Christie organ, which used to be in the Antelope Hotel pool at one time. One of Paul's first cassettes, if not the first, was recorded by a broadcaster friend of mine, sadly no longer with us, Ron Kite, who, together with his wife Carol and friend Glenda Haviland, had a weekly organ music programme in that neck of the woods. Talking of woods, this is Woodland Flowers, a schottische composed by Scotsman Felix Burns in 1891. Woodland Flowers, also known as Mrs. Kenny's Barn Dance or the Smoochy Hornpipe, and played there by Paul Roberts. Well, let's remain with Paul, because here's another tune which I rather enjoyed and, like the previous track, certainly one that is rarely played by other organists. The organ this time is a Wurlitzer, which Paul recorded in the Orpheum Theatre Los Angeles on one of his many trips stateside. The tune is titled Toverish. Thank you. Toverish, played by Paul Roberts. Back now to the month in hand, namely September, and here's Dan Bellamy on the Thomas Celebrity Royale model with a song made famous by Walter Houston in the 1938 Broadway musical Knickerbocker Holiday, and then many years later in the 1950 film September Affair. This is September Song. September Song, played by Dan Bellamy. When it comes to versions of September in the Rain, I've quite a few in my collection to choose from, but I rather like this one by Trevor Bolshaw because not only is it beautifully played, but it features the four manual 36 rank Wurlitzer at the time of this recording installed in the Hollywood home of Richard Symington. Thank you. September in the Rain, a beautiful sound from an organ that was once installed in the 63-seater Bijou Theatre in the home of organ enthusiast Richard Symington, played there by Trevor Bolshaw. It's always good to have longtime friend Steve Hobble on the show, and on his CD titled Moving On, I found this 1979 song titled September Morn. It tells a story about a couple who have got back together after a break in their relationship. It was written and recorded by Neil Diamond, and it's an emotional moment as Diamond sings about recalling the feeling when they danced until morning, a feeling he still gets on certain September mornings. They've grown apart, but not so far apart that they can't remember the good times, or so he hopes. Here then is Steve Hobble, obviously performing a non-vocal version on his Yamaha Genus model. September Morn, played there by Steve Hobble. I've chosen another track from the cassettes which I restored for Paul Roberts, and this time it's a 3-manual 19-rank Robert Morton organ in the Wheaton Fox Studios, Chicago, Illinois, and the tune is the 1931 popular Bing Crosby hit recording of Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. Paul Roberts inviting you to wrap your troubles in dreams, and with a touch of the toy counter for a finale. One tune that I didn't have any version of was the 1962 song written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin, originally intended for singer Bobby V. However, it was Carole King's version that ultimately made it to number 3 in the English charts, whereas the Bobby V version only made it to number 22. Anyway, knowing that I wanted to include the song, good friend John Kiffin used some of his lockdown time to record this version, especially for the show. It might as well rain until September. It might as well rain until September, and ironically, it's thrashing it down outside, and it's not even the month in question. Anyway, once again, a big thank you to John for recording that, especially for the show. Okay, let's travel up to Blackpool, but this time instead of featuring some of the theatre organ recordings of the past months, I've turned my attention to some of the electronic organ players, three of whom were resident organists at the Butlins Metropole Hotel. Just up from the Met is the Cliffs Hotel, and for a good many years the resident was Peter Jebson, and it was one place I usually headed for when I lived up that way in the 70s and 80s. From an LP that he made on the De Roy label, this is Peter at the Baldwin organ playing four tunes, which would no doubt have got all of us regulars in the bar singing along to. Sure, I don't have to tell you the titles of those four tunes played at the Baldwin organ by Peter Jebson. Round about the same time, I was introduced to the organist at the Metropole, the inimitable Dave Nicholas, who became one of the very first electronic organists to record on the Amberley label, a label that was famous for its very eye-catching photographic sleeves. For instance, the LP cover of Around the World, which incidentally is Dave's signature tune, is quite iconic because it features a Blackpool Standerwick White Lady double-decker bus parked in front of the Metropole entrance hall. Remind me sometime to tell you how the driver reversed that bus into position, having to go against the flow of the Blackpool trams, which to this day still trundle their way past this famous hotel. Anyway, Dave had his own Hammond A100 and Leslie PR040 tone cabinet permanently installed there, and here are three tunes from the LP in question: Come Back to Sorrento, Lily of Laguna, and Shepherd of the Hills. Dave Nicholas, who for more than two decades now has been the organist for the special movie night presentations at the Liverpool Philharmonic Hall, playing the famous organ installed there. Before hearing another Metropole organist, only a few yards away is North Pier, and for holding the record in the resort for the longest pier residency is undoubtedly Raymond Walbank, who died in February 2010, aged 77. But from 1965 until 1995, he was affectionately known as the Prince of the North Pier, and seated at one of his favourite cream Wurlitzer organs, he would entertain an estimated 250,000 people each season. just one of those songs played by the late Raymond Walbank on the Wurlitzer. Well, after Raymond, there were a number of organists, but one professional stands out from those that have, at varying incarnations of the Sun Lounge area, provided some form or other of musical offering. Well, the organist is Kevin Grunhill, and unfortunately I don't have a copy of one of the electronic organ recordings that he's made, but he assures me that he's going to send me a copy and we'll put it in the show at a later date. Meanwhile, his every working day revolves around organ building, restoration and overseeing his pet project, the National Theatre Organ Heritage and Restoration Centre in Barnsley. But going back along the pier and a sharp left turn brings us back to the Metropole, and this time organist Derek Ashton. No connection, I might add. Now, I'd moved away from the area when Derek took over from Dave Nicholas, and until the other day had never heard him play. But thanks to Ray Willits, who followed on after Derek had died, I've been loaned a recording of Derek playing the Wurlitzer 950, and here he is. Thank you. I never like to fade down a recording, especially one as rare as that, but the entire tape is almost 70 minutes long with no breaks. That is, until Derek switches to the piano for another 20 minutes, and his piano playing is just as entertaining. So my thanks to Ray Willits for the chance to hear a short extract from, obviously, a live recording with a very attentive audience by Derek Ashton at the Metropole Hotel in Blackpool. Now that brings us to Ray Willits himself, an organist with a deep and long-lasting love for the style of the late and great Lenny D. However, to take us out of the show this month, Ray has put aside his show-stopping Lenny D style to play the lovely ballad Sometimes When We Touch, written in 1997 and which became a hit for its co-writer Dan Hill. Ray Willits on Hammond EX2000 with Sometimes When We Touch. And there we are. Once again, my time is up, but I do hope you've enjoyed the choice of music, whether you be a theatre or electronic organ lover. I hope to have your company for another Organ First podcast in October. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, as ever, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.